Hammer, 1017thehammer.com. I mean, I'll tell you what, we talked about at the top of the show, this fly that's in the studio.
Can't work in these conditions.
No, Ghost Rider just did a flyby on the tower that was my ear and freaked the heck out of me. I did not see that coming. We'll have to work on that. Still to come, we've got talks with both Coach Shane Fry, Westside Red Devils, Brian Ney, Central Catholic Knights. We're getting ready to hit the halfway point of the high school football season. Can you believe that?
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, this week's game marks the halfway point. Duff and myself will be out at CC this week for homecoming. Tipton is in town, so we will be bringing that game against the Blue Devils later on this week. What, Friday night? 6:30 the coverage starts, 7 o'clock with the kickoff.
Tomorrow.
98.7. Is it?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I know.
Now, yesterday I was like, it should be Thursday. Today I'm like, oh, wait, tomorrow's Friday already? Oh, is he on my head?
Slap yourself right in the head.
Missed him. Missed him. Yeesh. All right. So yesterday, when we say there wasn't any real revelation, I don't want to say it was... Did you get him?
Nope.
I don't want to say it was boring. Okay, but Jeff Brom's radio show yesterday.
Well, it's in a bye week.
Well, yeah, there was not a lot.
Well, I thought the interesting part of it was the talk about the offensive line. And I know some people out there are probably just annoyed over offensive line talk, but I really feel like it is hampering Purdue in so many ways that it's worth discussing. And I think, you know, Jeff Brom bringing up the idea of playing more guys, rotating them in, trying to create a little bit more competition there, maybe even during games, is a worthwhile endeavor considering you're not getting enough production out of the guys that you're playing. Now, the two veterans, I think, you know, when Matt McCann has been out there, and Grant Hermans is clearly their best guy, you know, those two guys, I think, have played pretty well. The rest have been inconsistent, so I would not be shocked to see, especially at those... Especially, I think you'll see the two other guards play in some fashion, DJ Washington and Mark Stickford, who started against TCU. You know, what they do exactly at the tackle positions, I wouldn't be shocked maybe to see McCann slip outside if he's healthy a couple of times, and that would allow them to put Stickford and then at times at guard, because they did do that. They rotated McCann during training camp some to try to figure out whether Purdue's best alignment was to have him play tackle and then, you know, Stickford or Washington play at right guard, and ultimately decided that McCann playing inside at guard and Will Bramall, who's a redshirt freshman playing at right tackle, was the best combination, and that largely has been what Purdue has gone with, aside from when McCann was injured and they just put Stickford in as the starter. Eric Miller did play a little bit last week late. I think he was in there at left tackle. That was just because the game was out of reach, get Grant Hermans out. But I think it'll be interesting to see, you know, how much he actually does rotate, what that looks like. If McCann's healthy, which it seems like he's going to play. We were trending toward guys playing, though, last week, and it didn't happen. But it seems like he's going to play. Then I'll be interested to see whether they would, you know, potentially shuffle him between the two positions rather than bring in the backup right tackle, which I don't know that that's what – I don't think you're going to see Purdue go 10 deep is what I'm saying. You might see them go, like, 7 deep but have some shuffling – along the line, you know, to create extra depth there.
Couple of things. One, we have talked, or at least we talked yesterday, that traditionally we didn't feel as if Jeff Brom liked to change things in season, right? He wasn't a big...
From a position switch point of view, yeah. I mean, he will make adjustments to what Purdue's doing from a play calling and somewhat schematically. I mean, you even saw, you know, the defense, and I know Nick Holt really is the almost the head coach of the defense. I mean, he handles much of that. But we did see Purdue make some changes from week one to week two this year and what it was doing defensively. You know, much more movement up front. So Yeah, he will make changes in that aspect. My point yesterday was that you don't see a lot of position shifting, particularly in season, which we have seen coaches do in the past. But yeah, I don't expect a defensive lineman, for instance, to move over to.
But it seems like all options here are on the table when it comes to the offensive line. My question is that even with these injuries that you've had to starters, you've had to a guy like McCann on the line, and you've plugged one of these second string guys in, and it has not worked. And even that offensive line has been underperforming to begin with. And we struggled to get to these five, right? We struggled to get to those five, it seemed like. So, look, I'm all for we got to try something different. You can't keep doing – whenever we have Nate Barrett on the show, Nate loves to say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. So, in that regard, I can't criticize this. However, it's not like these guys were being held back so that you could just redshirt them or anything like right. that, right?
Yeah.
If these guys were good enough to
if they
be,
were better, they
if
would
they
have
were
been
ready to play, they would yeah. be playing, right? They would have beaten out these guys that were struggling up front right now, or at least gotten enough in practice to get the look before this.
It's not a clear fix, correct?
No, but at the same time, like I said, if it's not working out right now the way it's going, I mean. It would be ridiculous to continue to try to do the same thing and expect it to get better, right?
Yeah, I think you've got to change something up. And I think his point, too, was that, perhaps those guys, those second-team guys, are improving a little bit to the point where there's not a whole lot of separation between the ones and twos there. I generally think at the offensive line, if you have a good offensive line, those guys should play because they have chemistry, they know what it's like to play with each other. Now, in this particular case, Purdue's offensive line is not playing great. So, Purdue's got to do something to change things up. And I think, the possibility of getting some of those other guys in. Now, I agree with you that if that was the fix, then Purdue would have done. I mean, if it was clear that that DJ Washington was better than Alex Criddle, picking two guys out, then that would have been who Purdue was playing. So the fact that Criddle's been out there tells you that he, in their opinion, has been the better guy. Now, sometimes things change on game days. So, we'll see. But at least Purdue's trying to do something, even though their hands are really tied on what all it can do to get this offensive line to play better.
Okay, so then let me ask you this now. Do you think with this announcement that you really think the twos are getting even with the ones and that they've earned the starting time? Or is this more about creating some kind of competition yeah. at positions in order to try to elevate the game of the current starting five?
Well, without having actually been able to watch any practice since that first week, I can't completely answer your question, but I do think there's probably some motivation tactics going on there, I would suspect.
Competition creates quality, right? Isn't that the old saying?
That's what you would hope, yeah. So there's probably some of, hey, y'all are going to lose your job if you don't start improving. So I think that's part of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you're three games in. I think the offensive line took a step back against TCU because it not only struggled in the running game, which it has all year, but struggled in pass protection. Some of that was not having Matt McCann. A lot of it was that TCU is better in its defensive front, probably has at least one NFL guy there, if not multiple NFL players on its defensive line and front seven. But the problem for Purdue is you're going to face, maybe not schematically, but in talent, you're going to face teams similar to TCU going mm-hmm. forward.
All right, we got a break, but we come back. It will be time to buy or sell. I got some good ones today. Excited about it. That's next on 101.7 The Hammer.